The planning board session on the July 27th, 2020 meeting. This meeting is being held in accordance with due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Note that this meeting was advertised in the press and the Current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, we'll rise and salute the flag.
Right.
I like that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
To the Republic,
for which it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, our board administrator, please call the roll.
Commissioner Landgraf.
Here.
Commissioner Kriebel.
Here.
Jay Cook.
Here.
Tom McAdam.
Here.
Lorraine Salata.
Here.
Dan Smith III.
Here.
Mike Wiesen.
Here.
Tim Coop.
Tim?
Here.
Greer Gaskell.
Here.
And Wendy Bartlett.
Here.
Absent are Tom Halpin, Roman Zabihutch, and Peter Taco.
Okay. At this time, Tom McAdam has some comments he wished to make before the board. So, Tom, the floor is yours.
Well, as a self-employed electrical contractor for over 42 years, I never had the opportunity to say, "You can't fire me, I quit."
Only you, Tom. Only you.
Unfortunately, I'm trying to keep emotions out of this, but I have very mixed emotions about resigning from the board because we're about to move shortly out of Ventnor, a place where I've been since around 1974. So it is with mixed emotions that I do this, but I want to thank all the board members for their cooperation, their support, their loyalty to the city of Ventnor, and basically to themselves and their ideals, because some of the meetings were quite intense, and it shows a very strong sense of character for people to be able to stand up to their ideals in front of pressure like that. So I've been extremely proud to be a part of it, and I am certainly going to miss all of you and miss Ventnor.
Tom, it's well said, and Tom, we're going to miss you. The timing,
thanks, buddy.
The expertise, and you were my right. You were me side by side, so I'm going to miss you greatly.
I thought we made a pretty good team.
We made a great team, but we made a great team is the whole board, though. That's the big thing with this board. It's the whole board. We made the team.
Absolutely, no question about it. That's the praise that I was trying to bestow on him.
Leo, do you have a resolution you could prepare?
I do, and I'll read it. It's short enough that I can read it. And Tom, we're certainly going to miss you. Just so I don't misstate anything, did you do two stints on the planning board, or was the previous stint on the zoning board?
Planning.
It's all planning. Okay. So I'm just going to cross one line out where I referenced the zoning board. But here's a resolution. I called it resolution number 22. So I'll just say it now. When we get to the adoptions of the resolutions, they'll become 23, 24, and 25. This one will be 22. City of Ventnor Planning Board resolution number 22-2020. Resolution recognizing Tom McAdam for his years of service to the City of Ventnor Planning Board and the community. Whereas Tom McAdam has been a resident of the City of Ventnor for several decades, and whereas Mr. McAdam has been an active participant in the City of Ventnor for many years, and whereas he devoted decades of dutiful service to the City of Ventnor as a member of the City of Ventnor Planning Board, including several years in the role as Vice Chairman of the Planning Board, and whereas the volunteerism of Mr. McAdam has long enriched the lives of the members of our communities, and whereas the City of Ventnor Planning Board wishes to recognize Mr. McAdam for his many years of service to the community, now therefore be it resolved, the City of Ventnor Planning Board, County of Atlantic, state of New Jersey and its members do hereby recognize Mr. McAdam as a distinguished advocate for the citizens of the city of Ventnor and recognize his years of service to the city of Ventnor on this 27th day of July, 2020.
Here, here.
Oh, thank you all.
You're here.
Thank you all so much.
Right.
That means so much to me.
Now, may I have a motion and a second for adoption of that resolution?
Chairman, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it, Tom. It's unanimous. You're a good guy.
I think we knew that. Mr. Chairman, before we get into our other agenda items, Tom, you know, I met you and Jay back in the late 80s when I was a consultant for the city. You guys were always great to work with. Sorry to see you go. I understand that the golf course is calling, and that's a strong draw. So you will certainly be missed. You calmed me down a few nights. I'm going to have someone else sit in that seat in front of me to get me a little straight sometimes. But I am definitely going to miss you around town and on our board. So good luck to you, and enjoy golf.
Thank you, Lance. Thank you so much.
Tom, it's maybe it's fitting you're over the airwaves. This may go in, this may go on in the stratosphere and the galaxies forever. So as it goes. So this may be a recording in perpetual memory for the world generations to come. So you've left your lasting mark, Tom.
Thanks again, Jay.
Okay. To infinity and beyond.
Right. Exactly. So
thank you all so much.
Thanks. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Right, Tom. Stay well, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, okay.
Tom and Roger, I just want to say thank you. It was a privilege working with you.
Okay, we get back feet. We're on that. Next item that we have is we would have to do a reorganization, a form of reorganization, in that elect a new vice chairman. So at this time, I'd like to have names or I'd like to have a nomination for a vice chairman be made.
Roman Zabiech.
Are there any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Lorraine.
Thank you, but I will decline that. Thank you.
Okay. Are other nominations? If not, we'll close the nominations.
I'll nominate Mike.
I'm going to follow in Lorraine's footsteps.
Okay. At this time, we'll close the nominations. And all those in favor of Roman?
Just technically, I think now that the nominations are closed, we should make a motion to appoint.
Make a motion to appoint Roman Zabby Hutch as vice chairman.
I'll make a motion.
A second?
Second.
And do we need a roll, or is it by acclamation?
All in favor, and then any names.
All in favor.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Thank you, one and all. That part of is now finished. We are completely reorganized, and we'll move on into the next part of this year and go. At this time, we have the adoption of the minutes from July 8th. Are there any additions or correction to those with said minutes of July 8th, 2020.
Move to adopt.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, they are adopted. We have three resolutions that have to be adopted. We'll do as a package again. They are P22, 2020, P23, 2020, P24, 2020. That's Jay.
And Jay, just they all get bumped the number just because we added the one for Tom called 22. So it'll be 23, 24, and 25.
Okay, so it's going to be corrected to be now P23, P20, P4 and P25. Are there any additions or corrections to those resolutions? If not, may I have a motion and a second?
I make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. They are adopted. Going forward, we have three applications that this evening, or we were having three applications, but they're being postponed. Leo, could you go over the extensions and what is occurring with that?
Yes, and Jay's correct. We had three on the agenda. All three are going to be heard. And Carmel, August 24th, am I correct?
Yes, August 24th.
Okay, so all three. So we got the application of Dante and Eleanor Vespertino, which is 5702 Edgewater Avenue. That's block 150, lot 7. The application is Cecilia DeFabio, which is 720 North Little Rock Avenue. That's block 339, lot 12. Yes, yes. And the application of Kenneth and Kathleen Alemo, which is 5903 Ventnor Avenue. That's block 114, lot 2. All three of those applications will be heard on August 24th at 6:30 p.m. Somewhat caveat that assuming they're going to be held on Zoom, anyone listening is going to need the Zoom login information. So contact Carmela at the planning board or check our website regularly, where we will post the updated Zoom contact information. If we are back to live meetings at that time, they'll be at City Hall on Cambridge and Ventnor Avenue on the second floor. Again, at 6:30, August 24th, the applicant will not be required to renotice or republish. This is your formal announcement for that. There's no chance, Lance, that these are going to be at the school, correct?
I don't think at this point. I attended Brigantine's planning board last week. We only had one application, but we were able to do that live.
Okay.
With masks on. It was rather difficult, but we got through it. I think I'd like to try and get back to these live meetings as soon as we can. And I think the ability to do it is there. There might be, if it gets too crowded in there, you might have to ask an applicant and their consultants to wait out in the hallway. But we can cordon off our courtroom and make that work. We're going to need some more tables for our board members. You have to spread out more. But I think we can make it work.
Okay. So as far as just anyone listening who's interested in those three applications, this is your formal notice for that date, 6:30 p.m. So just check, the website, call Carmel at City Hall to confirm whether it's going to be Zoom or live. If it's Zoom, we'll post and we'll get you the information. If it's live, I told you where it's going to be. And wear your masks if it's live.
Lance, is it possible that the next meeting can be at the Ventnor School?
I've asked, I talked to Chief Biaggi about that. He said they can make it work if we needed to. I don't know that do we have a large agenda for the first meeting in August?
We have three applications.
All right.
Is that the meeting for the 24th you're talking about?
No, the 12th.
Is there another one? I'm sorry.
It's 12th.
12th.
It's three. And then we have three applications for the 24th. And two for September.
The issue with the school is we have to work out the recording issues. They have a different system there. We'd have to work that out. So as much as possible, I would like to try at that City Hall, just because it's a lot simpler that way. Granted, there is more space at the school. Let me talk to the chief about it and see where we can go.
Well, At City Hall, we have the two hallways, upper and lower, and now you have outside, so we're waiting for cases. And
what about that side conference room?
Puts people too close together, I think.
In that one?
Yeah.
That's kind of small.
Yeah.
I think we can manage, Lance, I think we can manage the two hallways and even the outside, and if we might need a police officer as a is kind of a traffic cop.
A room monitor?
Yeah, a room monitor. You
could also go downstairs, right? Into the hallway?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We have two levels.
Yeah.
I'll take a look at the agenda. Do we know I'll see what the agenda looks like and see if we, you know, if there's major applications. We have a lot of objectors. We might have to go to the school. I'll raise it with the chief again. You know, they are in the process of also gearing up for, you know, reopening of the VECC. So I don't really want to add to their struggles. Knowing what they're going through, because my wife's going through it from Margate right now, and a lot of other teachers are. Tim, I'm sure Jen's going through it as well. I didn't really want to add to that with them trying to get the school ready for kids, you know, on a part-time basis. But if we need to, we'll try and do it. You know, we have some options, so we'll see where we can go.
The timing for the August 12th meeting probably isn't enough time, but the 24th, Lance, everybody applications were tying. I don't see that being any controversial application.
I'll take a look at, I'll meet with Carmel and see what the agenda looks like for the 12th. See where we go.
That's going to be something too for the 12th. These people noticing that, you know, the next couple of days they got to get those things out.
Yeah.
Just to include it in my message, to the extent there's a possibility we'll be at the school also. So everyone just keep your eyes out, check the website, check with Carmella, Zoom, live in City Hall, or possibility of at the school.
Okay.
All right.
Are you, Leo, are you complete with all the noticing now?
Yes.
Okay. Next items we have is discussion on the actual fees that are charged for zoning for applications. The fee that has been for the board has been in place of $200 for over 10 years and has not moved. And from what I can see, we're probably costing the city money at this point. And some of the, you know, this is not a money-making enterprise by any means, but it should cover some more of its costs. I made a suggestion that because it's going to be in place for a while, that the fee be raised to $300, and at this time for that. So, board members, what is your feeling on the subject?
That's just the base application fee, Jay?
Yes.
Surrounding communities charging.
Yeah. Margate charges $250.
I'm sorry, Margate?
Yes, $250.
$250. I mean, $200 or $300. I don't think it's a big deal either way.
Some communities are up as high as $300. Mm-hmm. The situation is this, we put it in place, it's gonna be in place for 5-6 years more. So
well, it doesn't have to be.
Well, I know, but generally people get set, so yeah. They get used to it. So I don't want to have to change it and increase it. But we've also, the problem is it should have been changed a long time ago, and it wasn't.
Well, we had that conversation, I remember, back when it happened, and we were afraid to change it for fear of looking like we were gouging, as I recall it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that we were gouging, but we actually should have been changed a long time ago. So we have a deficit. And my feeling is that we got to pay some of that deficit too.
Jake, can I ask you, if we have a deficit, do we have an idea what it costs and why we're choosing the number 300?
That's where I was going.
I mean, if we're just throwing numbers out, let's find out what the actual cost is.
It's very difficult to find the actual cost, Mike.
Okay.
I mean, to pin it down, because there's so many moving parts.
Gotcha.
The thing is we know that the market, the bearing is between 250 and 300 for the bulk of places. And so that's how it came about.
Okay.
And what other fees are related besides the base application, I'm trying to figure out if we're losing money or not, and just try and bring it closer to even.
Right, that's what I was driving at.
And you know, not burden the taxpayers with that added expense?
That would have to be a piece of forensic accounting. Maybe Lance, you might know better, or Tim.
I mean, yeah, but back of the napkin. Let's do it that way.
What I would suggest is we look at some of the other local communities and see what they charge with application fees. What I don't want to have happen is that we become too expensive and we deter people from improving their house, improving their properties, coming to Ventnor to build. I don't want to deter people. The planning and land use office is not here to make the city money. It's not necessarily a focused revenue source. While it does bring in some dollars, you know, our fees for Roger are covered by the applicants. So we don't pay for our engineering review. You know, the applicants pay for those planning reports and engineering reports that Roger does. So the administrative costs in the office are certainly there. That's what these dollars are supposed to be for. But most applications, so a base application would be $300. And Carmela, maybe you can correct me, we then charge for the number of variances. Is it another 50 or 75?
It's $600 for the first variance, $300 for each additional variance up to four, and then anything after four, they're not charged for.
So the alternative, you always see these applicants come in that they've already built something. A lot of times they're deterred from coming in because of the fees.
Right.
A lot of times they got to hire an attorney, they got to hire a planner, engineer, for the most part. So the fees start adding up. And trust me, I'm on that side of the fence sometimes. So I know, and so's Leo and Roger. You know, we're the guys getting paid by this stuff. So I don't want to get to a point where we deter people from coming in with applications. But I also want to make them fair that, you know, the city's not too low in the numbers. So what I would like to do is look at, you know, get a report together on what we have from surrounding municipalities on the island, on the mainland, and see what we can come up with.
I think that's a good idea, because then we have a basis for that. And then we could also maybe take a look at some of our costs too, at the same time that we can identify. We're never going to get it all right, because there's a lot that's mingled in other areas that we share. So it's hard to do certain things.
I would just say there are people who are very, especially for just like add-ons and not like a major redo or anything. You know, people are really watching their pennies, and they avoid getting attorneys, which is usually a nightmare for us. Yeah. So, you know, we don't want to raise the fees so that they're trying to cut back on the attorney costs. I'd rather keep the fee as it is, and encourage people to get attorneys when they come before us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at the variance costs, I mean, how many applications come and have at least two variances?
Right.
I mean, that's $900.
Yeah, it gets expensive.
Right. I think that's a good idea, understanding what all of the components are. So I'll admit ignorance. I didn't know we charged per variance in a declining scale. So to have some idea of like what's a full in for, you know, an application with three variances, to get an idea that would help.
I mean, if you need a front yard and a side yard and a rear yard,
you're going to be in with fees $1,500 to $2,000.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we were aware of that, Lance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you look at sort of the sum total of all of the fees opposite the costs from a city perspective, I agree, this isn't supposed to be revenue generating, but you should be covering your costs. And is that covering the costs?
I will say they do, if there is escrow left over, they do get it back. Some people might only get $100 back. Other people get $600 back. So they do get money back.
Now, are the
how is that calculated? Are the
variance fees part of the escrow?
Yes, that is the escrow.
So they're not paid up front. It's like it's not like the escrow fee for review and
No, they pay the escrow up front, and then we take charges out. So when Roger reviews the application, whenever he attends the meeting, he has a site visit. That comes from escrow.
Okay.
Then whatever's left over, they do get back. So they may put in a $1,500 escrow, and some do get $500-$600 back. Others may only get $100. You know, it just all depends on how much, you know, Roger needed to do.
That only pays for that one area, and then they're getting it back. But we have other costs that that are tied to the operation of Carmella.
Sure.
And
I think that's what we need to do. We need to get in, and maybe I'll sit down with Jimmy and Carmella and see what our costs for the operation right. of the board administrator.
I would, if you don't mind, I'll join in on that if you want, Lance, or if you want to do it yourself, that's fine.
We're
going to
be like looking at the numbers, but I'll report back to the board with that. I'll sit down with Jimmy and Carmella and just get that together, because that's costs we're going to get from Al Stanley, actually.
You know, so do you know what Margate charges for the variance fees? Are we like in the same ballpark?
We don't charge.
I think we're probably mostly compared to Margate. And so we don't, I think it's important not to look like we're way more than Margate.
Right.
Roger, costs are the same either way, correct? So if they're getting the money back after paying Roger or whatever professional fees there are, that really doesn't, it's a moot point, right? Because you're charging Margate the same as you are Vetner, correct, Roger?
In Margate, like for a subdivision, we actually charge an extra $200 to change the tax map. That's the administrative cost that we were trying to pass on to the applicant instead of the taxpayer. We do not charge by the variance in Margate because our staff is in-house, me. There is escrow for like D variances, major and minor site plans, and subdivisions that are farmed out. And I'd say that the costs are pretty much about the same. I mean, compared to some offshore communities, the island community is actually pretty cheap.
It is.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Brigantine does a lump sum. Their escrow requirements are set for their variance, subdivision, things like that. And then that's what I bill against, and that's what Cormac Morrissey bills against from the engineering side. And if we don't use it all up, they get it back. Same way.
Do we charge difference between a D variance and a C variance?
Yes.
Okay. So is D more expensive?
Yes.
Heavier
lift.
The costs are higher too, right?
Okay. Yep. So how much is the D variance?
I don't have the paper right in front of me. I think it's $450, maybe $400.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we charge differently for commercial?
No.
Should we?
But the maximum is 4 variances, right?
No, that's what we only charge up to 4. Anything after 4, there's no charge.
So you can categorize the versus commercial, Tim, to answer your question. You can do commercial versus residential development applications, and you can change. That's how we do them in CRDA. If you have a residential application, there's a certain fee schedule. If it's a commercial, then it's a different one. Right. We don't get a whole lot of residential applications at the CRDA. We get mostly commercial.
Right. Is there a justification for a vendor to charge more? Are they more complicated? Do they go through more eyes? Or is it
if it's a site plan.
Yeah, if it's a site plan, then definitely yes. And that has a fee on its own. A site plan application will have like a $2,000 escrow to cover that, because that's a more detailed review. Roger's looking at, you know, stormwater management, grading, drainage, all that kind of stuff.
But that's already covered in a separate fee.
Yeah. Well, it's another escrow fee.
And another escrow.
Understand this too. If we get into a really significant application and Roger and multiple submissions that they keep changing their plans, Roger keeps billing that. And if the escrow runs out, the applicant has to replenish that.
Right.
That's not just in Vetner. That's a state statute
that
requires them to replenish that. So that review is not on the municipality, it's on the applicant to pay for that review by our consultant.
Lance, I think as a board, I don't remember ever having a discussion in this detail about all of our fees overall.
It's the way you're telling me to shut up, Jay?
No.
He's about to give you a job.
I'm telling you that this is what's needed.
What?
And I appreciate the Lance, all the input and all the members' input, because this is what we need to do.
And if it's the,
go ahead.
No, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Jay.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, if it's just Carmela's costs and the office costs that we're trying to get a handle on, whether it's whether it's justifiable or not, maybe there's a client tracking app that we use in our programs to deal with clients, where we log on when we're working on a particular job, and keep track of time that way. I'm sure Leo uses that sort of thing. One's probably clicking right now. But
no comment. But
and
it's clicking fast.
We have That's new what? Tools. We have a new attitude in City Hall, and with that, we can talk more intelligently about this. And so I think the dialogue's great. And Lance, if you're going to spearhead that, that would be fantastic.
I'll talk to Jim. I meet with him on Thursday, so I'll talk to him on Thursday.
And this conversation's never been had before.
Yeah, and I know a lot of towns, for instance, offshore, like Roger and Lance were sort of mentioning, when I do private applications or a couple boards I'm on offshore, you have to submit two checks, one for application fees and then one for escrow fees. And the escrow fees get used for all the professionals, including the lawyer. And I mean, I've submitted, two checks of $2,000 each for several applications. And then, like Lance said, if it runs out, I mean, if it's a lot of work and it runs out, the applicants have to replenish it.
Right.
Now, whether that's good policy or not, that's up to you. That's not up to me, but it can get expensive.
So, great. Okay.
We'll do a little digging, and I'll report back to the board at the next meeting.
Perfect.
Okay.
Great.
The next topic has to do with this as well, and has to do with the remuneration or the per meeting that Carmela gets. And it's been recommended by our city administrator as well that Carmela be increased because of the work she does. And she hasn't had any increase in over since she's been with us, and she's earned it. And that increase would be, if I'm right, would be approximately, I get the exact number from Maria Mento, but it would be put it up over 300. Is that correct, Carmela?
It would be 300.
Be 300 would be that. And that's about a $50 increase.
Per meeting.
Per meeting.
Yeah.
And you know, that's not a high cost for a board administrator. It's a fair cost. And I can tell you, I see what Carmela does. She earns it.
Absolutely.
She does a great job.
Thank you.
And so my feeling is that we should approve that as a board. And she keeps us going. And she's worth every penny.
Absolutely.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you very much.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you very much.
So
you're welcome, and thank you.
We made a decision. We organized the board not to have a board secretary, but a board administrator, because that's the function, and she needs somebody, she should have respect from the public, and she gets respect from the board members, which is outstanding. And I have to compliment the board members on how they work with Carmela and the respect they give her.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
I've been doing this a long time, and I used to hear nothing but complaints about, the building department. Now I only hear compliments, and it's just wonderful to hear a compliment instead of a complaint. And she just does a wonderful job. And, you know, I don't know if we could, just like you, Jay, we can't lose her.
No.
Well, thank you.
At the same time, you know, I was in the building department the other day, and I mentioned that I remember in the old days, you used to put your hand in there and pull out a piece of bone. Now the building department in the city of Ventnor is actually a pleasant place to go.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. So I've seen the big change. But at the same time, Carmela's ours, too. She has a double hat. And so Carmela is in the building department, but Carmela is our board administrator. And so there's a separation of some duties in there, and that I'm keenly aware of. And
well, the level of efficiency is high.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Right.
So with that,
Carmela and the girls are all Boomer approved. He
with
he
that,
knows where the treats are.
He does. He goes right over to Pam's desk, and he knows which drawer they're in.
With that, I think we've concluded all the topics that we have on the agenda this morning, unless there's new business. Does anybody have any new business?
No.
Otherwise, the new business is a motion for adjournment.
All right.
Make a motion.
Second.
They have a motion. They have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Back, Mike.
This is like Celebrity Squares.
See you guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Stay well.
Right.